Joined by Grant McCaslin, the head basketball coach at North Texas, former Baylor assistant coach. And he joins us because the Mean Green are dancing as well in Indianapolis. Paul Mills and Oral Roberts, Scott Drew and Baylor. Even Bryce Drew is there with Grand Canyon. First of all, Grant, great to hear from you. Great to have you on the show. What does it mean to have that Baylor? First of all, I know what it means for North Texas, but just the fact that so many Baylor connections are in Indianapolis this week.
Smokey, what's up, brother? Great to be with y'all. No, man, what a treat. Man, what a blessing. It's wild. You work so hard just every day to try to make a difference, and that's the thing I think you love about all this, honestly, is that Coach Drew's heart behind it has always been bigger than basketball and bigger than winning games. Like, he's the best connector, and God's given him a heart and a mission and a purpose. And it's never been about wins, even though the result is. And I think we've all, you know, found that that's really what we ought to be doing anyways. And now for all of us to be here at the same time really is a tribute to, you know, who he is and what he's helped us become in the process.
Grant, when you came back to the Baylor staff, you were going to be a head coach at a different school, and then you decided to join the Baylor staff. How much did this help you get ready for the North Texas job?
Oh, man, unbelievably. I've been a junior college head coach, been a Division II head coach. But I don't want to say circus, but the high major level has a different attention, and the interest of people really takes, you know, a lot of wisdom and purpose every day and hard work in order to try to put it all in the best position. And being able to watch, coach, and be with him every day, I mean, two things jump out at you. One, he's got zero ego, and it's not about him. I mean, never has been, never will be. He doesn't want the attention, and he works the hardest of anybody on the staff. And that says a lot, because Jerome Tang, Paul Mills, Timmy Maloney, you know, Jared Nunes, Charlie Mel, those guys work their tails off. But Coach Drew is just a unique, nonstop guy. So how hard you have to work, you know, what you have to do on a daily basis as coach does, and how he just did it selflessly, you know, taught me more than I can ever repay him, and really is a, you know, gave us the blueprint. I think gave us all the blueprint on how to be successful with a Division I program.
Coach, what was that like? I know you guys, you know, won the regular season title last year at Conference USA, but go get that 61-57 overtime win, you know, a few days ago. To win the tournament, just the feeling, you know, the you've been building this 20-win season, regular season title. But you just, what's the feeling like right now at North Texas and within the program?
Yeah, you know, the first meeting I had on the campus of North Texas, there was just a few guys in it that were still interested in being a part of the program. We took over, and one of them fell asleep, and I told him that I wanted them to laugh at us for our goals, because we want to play for a national championship at North Texas. So apparently it wasn't that interesting, but, you know, the fight that it takes in order to put yourself in position, as you know, it's nonstop, right? And it takes so many people. It has nothing to do with me. It has to do with what everybody has that common purpose of doing. And honestly, when you do it and it finally happens as a group, man, just so many things flood into your mind and your heart. Remembering those first practices in the Ernie Keeney practice facility where we're doing rebounding in June. You know, I mean, just trying to instill the grit. And guys like DJ Draper, who was there in that first meeting, who was a walk-on, who we ultimately gave a scholarship to, who was a huge part of that conference championship, who didn't get to go to the NCAA tournament, but was on the front row when we won the conference championship, when everybody ran over there the other day to celebrate with the fans, and he's coming up for the game and texting me in his dancing shoes. You know, it's things like that, that honestly, that you know, you're so grateful that you had all these people that you journeyed with that helped build it to get to this point, and that they can enjoy it also.
You know that when Baylor won the NIT, there was a stretch there where they made the tournament, and they had some Elite Eights, some Sweet 16s. There were some disappointments along the way, but then they won the NIT, and then eventually here's now Scott in this tremendous run. How much did it help when North Texas won the CBI to maybe launch a little postseason swagger, so to speak, to what you can do now?
Yeah, it was everything, honestly. I mean, it just kind of gave the confidence to our program and the people around our program that we're capable of doing things that maybe hadn't been done here before. And it's huge. I mean, like, the story, honestly, is the day of shoot-around that we played at South Dakota, which we were, like, huge underdogs in the game on the road. They hadn't even lost that many home games in the whole time. And Craig, who's at Utah State, who also in the tournament was the head coach there at the time before he'd gone there, and we were playing them. They had a senior-laden team that was disappointed they didn't make the tournament, and we won the game. We switched the guy from being a left-handed three-point shooter to a right-handed three-point shooter and shoot-around. So, I mean, there was all kind of crazy stuff happening in that tournament. And for that to kind of turn in our first season and give everyone hope that we could do it was a big deal and a launch pad for winning.
Grant McCaslin, head basketball coach at North Texas, the Mean Green in the tournament this week. And again on Sikkim 365 Radio.
How much does in the tournament having to get four wins help you? Like, they have that mindset of you had to win four games. Sometimes teams only have to win three to win a conference title.
Hey, doesn't Coach Drew know that I'm on with you guys? I mean, he's trying to call me while we're on the phone.
How about that?
It's a big deal, right? I mean, you find ways to win. You find ways to win, and you find different ways to win, and different guys step up, and you get to play a lot of games. And we had actually lost an all-freshman team player just prior to making the tournament, so that was a big hit for our team. But it gave us the ability to really fine-tune a smaller rotation, which, you know, helps in tournament play, to be able to really gain confidence in how you want to score. But we didn't score always, and we found ways to win in deep with defense. So I think the biggest thing it's taught us is how do you win different ways, and that we're capable of it, and don't ever get panicked whether you get up too big, which is what we did, got up by 17 in the championship game, or you get down 7, which we did in that last 2 minutes. You just stay the course and keep believing in each other and do all the things we all coaches talk about, keep fighting and do what prepared you to get there.
Coach, obviously you guys have already experienced a little bit of postseason success, but, you know, now it's the tournament. Is there any sort of different message? Is there any sort of, you know, different pointers that you give to the guys this week in preparation? Does it change at all, or does everything remain exactly the same?
No, you know, at this point, there's a different level. This group of seniors are together, right? I mean, they've played a lot of basketball together. Our four starters are all returnees from a year that the team that won the conference championship last year, plus, you know, a couple of guys on the bench. And we have one starter that's new to our program this year. But, you know, they know what we've been doing and what we got to do in order to win in a game like this. We've been on the road. We played at Loyola. We played at at West Virginia. You know, we played at Mississippi State. We played at Arkansas. So we played those games so that when we got to this moment, our guys wouldn't have any, you know, false hopes. You know, we know what the fight is, and our guys are excited about trying to build on what we've done, and we're not going to do anything new.
You know, is the NCAA at times, and I'm not mean, they can be evil, and everyone can insert for whatever they want. I'm not asking you to, but I mentioned the coaching tree and the connections to Baylor, and now – Paul Mills, Oral Roberts, North Texas, Grant McCaslin, Scott Drew, and Baylor are in the same region. Is that just kind of for kicks?
Oh, man. I'm not smart enough to figure that out, Smokey. I'll tell you what I do know, man, is we are in the South, so that makes sense. And we'll just try to leave it at that, man.
Well, I did notice that. I was like, wait a minute. They're all three in the same region. What do you know about Purdue? I know they're pretty salty.
Yeah, no, I mean, Matt Painter has been a friend of mine for a long time. He recruited a point guard, and he signed a big guy when I coached in junior college. We actually, when I was head coach at Midwestern State, we went up there and played him in an exhibition game, got a tail beat. So I'm very keen on the fact they got one of the best defenses and the best offenses in the country. Ken Pom has their forward as a top seven player in the country. They got great size. They got a point guard, the freshman, who Robbie Hummel says may be the most talented player ever to play for Painter. So, look, man, they've won, you know, 5 of 6 or whatever it was to finish the Big Ten. They're one of the hottest teams in the country, and it'll take everything we got in order to find a way to win this one.
You have been successful everywhere you've been. Midland College, you guys had the great run. I thought I saw a note. Was Alvin Brooks on that same staff with you?
He was. He won a national championship the year before, and I begged him to come join me. And I'd worked with his dad. You know, Alvin Brooks is the third, AD3, and his dad, Alvin Brooks, the second or junior, was an assistant when I was the director of basketball operations at Texas Tech right after playing at Baylor. So we were close, and then I begged Little Al to come with us to Midland, which is where he played junior college basketball. And so just kind of a fit, and it was because of him that we won the national championship in 07. So a lot of family ties there all together.
What is it like, and I know you got to go, Grant McCaslin of North Texas, what is it like to be in the bubble? What's it like these first few days?
You know what? For us, we're grateful. You know, I mean, the quarantine time, the only thing I'll tell you that was tough about that, we got here, we tested, and we had to be in our rooms during Selection Sunday. And you know what a cool time that is. Mm-hmm. Usually you're at, you know, at your facility or you're at the restaurant, you know, and everybody's enjoying it. It was just a little tough because we were all in our rooms and we were kind of in the hall yelling at each other. But other than that, man, it's kind of a neat feel because everybody's in the hotels and you're seeing everybody and usually you have your families with you. That's the only difficult part. And I'm blessed to be a part of all those times that we got to go with Coach Drew at Baylor. And he always was so grateful to allow our families, you know, gracious to allow our families to go. You know, that part's difficult. Not having family around is really important. But, man, it's awesome. They've done a good job. We've got everything we need. And the fact that we actually get to play the tournament after what we all experienced last year, we consider it a blessing. We really do, man. We're grateful.
I know you well enough. Always appreciate it anytime we had a chance to visit. Enjoy the journey. I know you will. Congratulations. Thanks for your time. And hopefully we'll be able to talk to you again soon. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Stick them and go Mean Green.
That's right. That's Grant McCaslin, head basketball coach at North Texas. They have been to the NCAA tournament in their history 3 times. 3 times in 1988, lost to North Carolina. 2007, lost to Memphis. And in 2010, lost to Kansas State. So now 4 with 2020-21.